The commuters in Excelsior, Minnesota, are too busy rushing to work to notice the lone figure climbing to Old Oak Hill Cemetery. He is a tanned, gray-haired man in khakis and a golf shirt, and he is walking deliberately. Gary Marquardt spots a grave with an American flag on it, raises his trumpet, and plays. "I love to hear taps echo through the cemetery," he says. "I'm doing something for these guys. It's kind of like being among friends." Gary will repeat the routine a dozen times over the next 45 minutes, finding a veteran, saying his name, and then playing taps. "I always think about the funeral, the people standing around here, so sad at the loss of their loved one, and then it's over, and you're left with this," Gary says, looking down at a grave. The cemetery visits started 3 years ago, after Gary attended the military funeral of a friend's father, who had served during World War II. It bothered Gary that a recording was being used for taps and not a live bugler. It just seemed that after what they'd given, an actual person playing taps wasn't much to ask for, he says. There was only one problem. Gary had never played a bugle. He called Buglers Across America, BAA, an organization that provides buglers for military funerals. They told him he would need to audition. So he walked into a music store and bought a horn. Then he started to practice.